Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Striker Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Get started today and get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WYNNBet.com and download the app today.
We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP.
We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Sign up at UnderdogFantasy.com with promo code SGPN and receive a free $25 entry to use in the Best Ball Mania 2 for a chance to win $1 million. And make sure to tune into Draft Day on July 13th, where Ryan Kramer will attempt to draft for 24 hours straight.
And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
Welcome, everyone, to the Striker Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Kyle Waddy Watnell, joined by my co-host and partner in picks, Mark Megatron Glass. Today is Wednesday, July 7th. A quick episode today, Mark, to cover the Euro 2020 finals. We watched earlier today England secure an extra time victory and over Denmark, and then of course on the other end we had a great match where Italy came out on top. First of all, your thoughts on the tournament overall? Has it lived up to the hype, and are you surprised at all by this finals matchup that we get to talk about today between England and Italy?
I do think this tournament lived up to the hype. I think a lot could have gone wrong with the pandemic.
Yeah.
And because obviously we're mostly American listeners, so like
right.
For us, like we're pretty much chilling in that regard. You know, everyone's vaccinated, things are opening, but like Europe's like still low key a little bit fucked.
Sure.
But they pulled it off, which is awesome. There were only a couple scares, only a couple incidents. Like thinking back to like Mason Mount and the England one.
That's true. Spain
in preseason, pre-tournament. Yep. But yeah, I think it started out slow, the first few games,
slow burn,
round one, but
slow burn.
I mean, these knockout games have just been insane.
Absolutely. Once we got to the knockout games, it definitely, the round of 16 was electric. And the semifinal matches were great too. Speaking of the semifinals, it's time to break down our picks. It's time for Financial Investing 101.
Because all we care about is getting fucking rich.
Do it live.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Financial Investing 101.
Fucking thing sucks.
So we did both ride with the favorites being Italy and England to make it to the final. So those two cashed out, Mark. What were the numbers on that and any other bets that we had from the prop sheet last week that came through for us?
Moneyline suggestions were great. Italy won at plus 140. So hopefully you took Italy at plus money like we did. And England won at minus 140.
Mm-hmm.
So that cashed out at $171.
Oh, yeah.
To head into the final. Props didn't go as well, so it just depends which ones you took. I can say I took England to win with over 1.5 goals at plus 120.
That was nice.
And that hit. I was so – like the books don't give it to you, but I said – draw and then England win.
halftime, full-time.
Yeah, halftime, full-time, but it counts as draw-draw because it went into extra time, which would have been nice.
Yeah.
Because then I would have hit double.
You were sitting very pretty at halftime with the 1-1.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It was the amount great. Of pressure that England put on Denmark in that second half, it was amazing the goal didn't come sooner, really. Eventually, it comes from a sort of soft penalty. An arguable penalty, I think.
Very soft penalty.
They were definitely the better team out there. You could see, I mean, the amount of pressure they were putting Denmark under was insane. So definitely the team that deserved to reach the final. On the other side, the Italians, it was a tough test against Spain. It was so classic because we've been talking so much trash on Morata. I just want to visit this really quickly. We've been talking so much trash on the guy. The poor guy's been receiving death threats from Spanish, you know, fans throughout the tournament. He's struggled to put the ball in the back of the net. You see it sometimes. It reminded me of like Fernando Torres back in the day, where he went through that phase with Chelsea where he just couldn't score and he just looked nervous. And you could see in the body language, you could see in those half chances and even full chances that they have, they just can't find the back of the net. It looked like it was going to be another day in the tournament of him not being able to score. Finally, he does score a very important equalizing goal, right? Get him back in the game. And then it comes to penalties. The first two penalties are awful. Then the next few go in. And then, of course, who else but Morata steps up to the spot. And I was just like, oh, man, this is such a storybook ending. I feel like he's going to miss. You texted me and said, of course, it's Morata. And, yes, of course, it was Morata to miss the penalty. And Italy goes through to the final. What a roller coaster ride for that guy. And hopefully he finds some form back getting through this tournament. But wow, that was crazy to see him score and then to miss the penalty. Your thoughts on that match overall? I mean, it was always exciting when you have stakes that big in a penalty shootout. It's always exciting to watch. So we had two European giants doing spot kicks for a spot in the final, and Italy comes out on top.
Yeah, that to me was like Italy to me was the much better team.
Yeah.
Overall, and then they finally got the goal and I was like, okay, like I think that should be enough.
Yeah, it should be good.
And then Spain just pulled a goal out of nowhere.
Yeah.
They had their chances obviously, but I mean it was against the run of play.
Yeah.
But I did take Italy to win the tournament. I took them at the quarterfinal mark.
Right.
Plus 400.
Wow.
So to see him through.
You're sitting in a good spot right now, for sure.
I got them twice in a row on plus money.
Yeah,
Belgium and now Spain.
Yeah, fantastic. I also had Italy winning money line plus 140, England winning money line minus 140. My props were not the bestest, but I did have first goal scored in that Italy match to be scored as an open play shot inside the box, which did take place with that curler at minus 120.
I can't believe the yellow card prop didn't hit.
I can't believe it either. I had over 1.5 England yellow cards. That's it. I just needed two players on England to get booked today, and only one did. Harry Maguire got us more than halfway home, and no one else did, which is crazy to think about, especially
120 minute.
Yes, especially with the extra time. The fact that didn't come through is pretty wild. But anyway, you live and you learn, Mark. And speaking of living and learning, let's go ahead and transition to this final that's about to take place. We've got Italy and England this weekend. England given the role of the favorite at plus 170. Italy coming in at plus 190. I'll be honest, obviously I knew it was going to be close. I thought the Italians would get the respect considering the form they've had pre-tournament and tournament. Are you surprised to see them as the dogs?
I don't know that I'm surprised because England's the home team.
Yeah, it feels like the script is being written for England to win, right? You know, like it's been in England. They keep talking about how this is the time.
But maybe it's the script is that this is the farthest they ever get and they still lose. You know, they inch a little closer and still don't get it.
It could be.
Who are you riding with?
I'm going to ride with the Italians for the value of plus 190. I mean, we do what got us to the bank here, right? We took Italy plus money several times throughout the tournament, as you just mentioned. Let's do it again for old time's sake. I mean, plus 190 on a team like Italy. I mean, this literally feels like a coin flip. Stylistically, I'm not exactly sure how this match is going to play out. I think both teams like to possess the ball. England did a good job today of possessing the ball in Denmark's half and working their way into getting chances. I am a little terrified of penalties just because Sterling has been so crafty lately and so I mean, he's always fast, but he's just seemed particularly fast off the dribble recently, where he just dribbles at players and makes cuts and makes opportunities happen. So I'm a little nervous about that, but when you have teams this evenly matched and they're both playing so well, I'm just going to have to pick the one with the most value. Honestly, if the lines were flipped, I would maybe consider taking England more, but I'm going to take the Italians. What about you?
I'm going to also. I wonder if they'll play Sterling on the right side instead of the left this game. Mm-hmm. Because Spinazzola is out, tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
So they've got the backup, Emerson.
Yeah, they could definitely target him a little bit.
Yeah, he's like a more aggressive defender. Mm. I wonder if they'll try and abuse that.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. I think Italy's road to get here has been much harder. Obviously, they had to face Spain when they were in form. They took on Belgium and won that too.
Yeah, they had a tough draw for sure.
Yeah, I think England had it a little bit easier than them. In Italy, they played Austria in the first round of the knockouts, which isn't anything crazy. I mean, obviously England beat Germany, but I don't know. I think this is just going to be such a cagey game.
Yeah.
Finals usually are.
Feels low scoring for sure.
Yeah. So I'm looking down into the props here. I'm taking Italy to win for sure.
Okay.
Because that
me too.
The plus 190 and the plus 400. But at the same time, I should mention that I said that if England got to a final, I think they would win.
You did say that.
I said that a couple rounds ago.
Yeah, you did.
I'm going back.
Now what happens?
I'm going back on that.
Yeah, and you said, to be fair, you said if England get to the final, you think they're going to win. And you said, I'm going to take Italy during the quarterfinal stage. So both the teams you've been backing throughout this tournament are in the final now facing each other. What is Mark going to do?
I like the scoreline props here, 1-0 or 2-1, either team to win. 1-0 is plus 625 and 2-1 is plus 1,000.
2-1 plus 1,000.
I don't see there being more than 3 goals in this game, if I'm being honest.
2-1.
These are the 2 best defenses in the tournament. They've only let up like England let up their first goal today off a great free kick.
Yeah, that was a great free kick.
And I think Italy have let up 2 goals. They went 1-1 against Spain, and they let up a goal against Austria.
Mm-hmm.
So these are rock-solid defenses in a very high-pressure situation in games that a final match, which is usually typically...
You know
both sides just waiting to see who really goes for it first, playing chicken.
Sidebar here. By a lot, it came up. The stat came up during the broadcast of the semifinal today with England and Denmark. This tournament, this Euro, compared to other ones in the past, there's been way, way, way more own goals.
Yeah,
which is kind of funny when you think about it. Like,
there's been 11 own goals, which is more than every other Euro combined.
That's what the stat was. That's pretty amazing when you think about it. And
should we take an own goal?
Should we look into the own goal department? I mean, it's just crazy to think about that. Honestly, you might think, oh, that's a result of, bad defense. But I think it's actually a result of good defense, don't you think? Like, own goals tend to happen when the defender's there. You know what I mean? Like, and they're in the spot.
They've
to try
mostly
to deal
been
with it.
besides the
Spanish goalkeeping blunder.
And who was the Czech goalie?
Oh,
they punched
it into his own net. That's right. There's been two absolute barn burner. Goalkeeper blunders, but besides that, it's been mainly like guys trying to get like block crosses or whatever, trying to mark a guy in the box, and it's the ball taking a funny bounce going in. That was an interesting stat though, but I agree with you. I think it's gonna be a cagey game. Definitely both teams are gonna be afraid to take risks, but who knows. I mean, I love the matchups like this where I feel like this game's gonna go into extra time. It feels like a game that's just gonna be long.
Should I just
drawn out?
I want to just like go all in on the props for Italy.
Okay.
Partially, because there's just a lot that I like here. So Italy to win with a shutout plus 330.
Uh-huh.
I had the 1-0 and 2-1 score lines plus 625 plus 1,000 respectively.
Mm-hmm.
I also think second half will be highest scoring.
Is 2-1 score line just for Italy winning 2-1?
Either.
Okay.
Either.
All right. Okay. That's good.
I like the pairing of 0-0 first half and then second half highest scoring. 0-0 first half plus 135, second half highest scoring plus 115.
Second half highest scoring.
There's rarely first half goals in finals.
Yeah, I like that. Plus 115 for a second half to be highest scoring.
And then Italy by one goal plus 320.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think Italy lose by 2 goals. I don't think Italy concede 2 goals.
I agree.
Like, maybe England get one.
Yeah. We could do... If we wanted to get silly, we could do shootout props too. Either team in a shootout's plus 1,000 right now. England in extra times plus 1,100. Italy in extra times plus 1,200.
I'm going to take both 1-0 and 2-1 scoreline and hedge them against each other.
Here's this for an idea. Italy win 1-0, 2-0, or 2-1 plus 250.
That's not bad.
1-0, 2-0, or 2-1 plus 250. That's something to think about.
I'm going to stay away from that one because I like the Italy by one goal.
Okay.
I'm going to do 1-0 or 2-1 scoreline. I'm going to bet both of them. So I'm going to hedge them against each other.
Yes, hedge them.
Because I think that's going to be the scoreline, one of those two.
Okay.
And I'm going to take 0-0 first half and second half highest scoring.
Yes. And on that same note, I'm going to do, for fun, I'm going to do a halftime, full-time draw Italy. Draw first half.
Yeah,
Italy.
Same
second
idea.
Half plus 500 on the halftime, full-time.
Yeah, that makes sense because the 0-0 first half is plus 135 and Italy by, and then 115.
Yeah. So I think that's a good way to do it.
Italy get first goal plus 115.
Yep, that's another good one.
You really want to bank on the 1-0 scoreline, you could say Italy win under 1.5 goals plus 625. That's not bad value.
Yeah, that's literally just predicting a 1-0 Italy win and nothing else, right? Unless they win on penalties, that would count.
True.
That would count on penalties or an extra time goal. Anyway. All right, that's lots of props to think about. I'm going to go ahead and take that halftime full-time one to make that my official prop pick. Halftime draw at 0-0 in Italy to win the game in the second half at plus 500. Mark, which ones are you going to take here? You got a lot that we just went over there, some good ones to look at. Which one's your favorite, or maybe your favorite two that you're gonna ride with this weekend?
For the props?
Yeah.
Definitely the score lines, 1-0 and 2-1. I'm betting both of those.
1-0 plus 625 and 2-1 plus 1,000.
And I liked your draw Italy that you threw out there.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And if someone here wants to go with England, they should go draw. I would prop draw England if you wanted to go England.
Right.
I just don't want to go England.
Right. Definitely a cagey first half to be expected for sure. Quick show today. Before we close out the show, a quick word from our sponsors. This show is brought to you by WynnBET. WynnBET is bringing you the action of real sports betting with the Wynn Las Vegas experience. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports games. Generous promos, odds, and parlays are happening right now at WynnBET. So get started today and receive a special offer of up to $500 in a risk-free sports bet. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at wynnbet.com and download the app today.
We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Find the best odds on NBA championship tickets when you buy directly from other bettors on PropSwap. See a ticket you like but think the price is too high? Submit a bid for a price you think is fair and then buy it. Every ticket purchased on PropSwap can be resold at any time with one click of a button, and PropSwap gives you a suggested price tool to let you know how much your ticket is worth. This week, for example, a PropSwap customer sold a $200 12-1 Phoenix Suns championship ticket for $1,200. That's a 5x return for the seller and adjusted odds of minus 160 for the buyer. Better than every sportsbook in the country. With PropSwap, your bet doesn't need to win in order to make money. It just needs to improve. Think of it like the stock market, but for sports betting. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Go to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today.
We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Make sure to head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a free $25. That's right. Sign up now for a free shot at 1 million. Draft day is happening on July 13th at 1 p.m. Pacific, and Ryan Real Money Kramer will be drafting Underdog best ball teams for 24 hours straight. You can hop on the stream and draft with Kramer and the guys, plus 15 free entries to Best Ball Mania 2 will be given out. If that wasn't enough, there's also a $500 draft day props contest based off of Kramer that you can literally only enter through the app. So download that app and sign up for UnderdogFantasy.com using the promo code SGPN.
And finally, don't forget that the SGPN app, almost butchered the most important part of the show. The SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access to all our picks and podcasts. And don't forget to toss us an app review and download the SGPN app today.
Just like that, we're back. It's time to close out the show with a very quick version of the Lock Dog Parlay.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose subconsciously. I'm still alive.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Parlay.
Lock Dog Parlay.
I'm pleased to announce that our dog is our lock mark. Our lock is our dog. Italy on the money line at plus 190 is the pick for the dog and the lock in this finals matchup. Definitely a bit of a coin flip, so hard to call it a lock, but that is it's the dog pick. It's going to serve as a lock as well.
Would it be bad? Like, we can't even parlay anything, right?
No parlay.
But what if, is it sacrilegious to step outside of the Euros and just like, what if I just parlayed?
Oh, okay.
I parlayed.
You're going to jump over to Copa?
Argentina plus 265. Parlay. Oh, Argentina and Italy both to win plus 977.
Okay, there's your parlay.
You heard it here first.
Wow, there's your parlay. You get the Copa America final between Argentina and Brazil, where Mark's taking the dog in that one by the sounds of it.
I just want Messi to win a trophy.
he wants Argentina on that one and then taking Italy in this one for, what'd you say, plus 977?
977.
Wow. That's a great parlay to close out the show with. Enjoy the final of the Euro 2020 tournament. It's been a fun ride. It's been fun making picks for you guys along the way. It's definitely been profitable as well, which is the most important thing. Making money for our listeners. So thank you for tuning in. Rate, review, subscribe to the podcast. Visit sportsgamblingpodcast.com. You can follow me at BetOnKyle on Twitter. Any last words from Mark before we close out the show for the week and we get to the fight show? Because we got a fight show coming out in the next few days. So keep your eyes peeled for that as well. Any last words from Mark before we hit the showers?
Bittersweet to see the show go. All right, it's been $1,400 later.
Yeah, that's
not
right.
Not a bad month.
Cha-ching, Euro 2020. We'll see you Euro 2021, and we'll see soccer even sooner.